Hello there, and welcome to What is Self-Love? Our theme for this week. Today's day one. I'm so excited by us embodying and grounding in the love that we are, placing our conscious awareness and our conscious focus on our self-love practice. I have to say that this is probably one of my favorite awarenesses, consciousness, love, is to talk about love, is to give that love and nurturing to myself and share this type of consciousness with other people that are not as aware about how important this practice is. It really is truly one of my favorite ones, and it has been the practice that I used in my own life to love myself whole and love myself free. We are spiritual warriors, and we live in a time of accelerated spiritual awakening. We're taking our world and our physical bodies into a higher vibrational way of living. Can you tell? Can you feel it? It's just all the old stuff that is coming up to the surface for us to release and let go. It was very interesting this morning in my journal. I wrote that I feel like that I just got out of the dryer, that I was on the low spin cycle for the last few days, and that I just got out of the dryer, really spinning again and releasing more old thoughts, old conditioning, consciously, consistently choosing the higher vibration of unlimited potential, the golden frequency, the self-healing, the new foundation in the new earth, and really aligning with the highest potential, stepping into the most authentic expression and truth. So it's a constant practice, and that's why these messages and this focus really helps us with that. So because we're releasing this density so fast, old habits are coming up, old beliefs are exposing themselves, untruths out of our DNA, so that we can bring our physical body, it's always the last to catch up, higher with us into that higher consciousness that we're now embodying through the spoken and living word. And that's why it requires that dedication and commitment for self-healing and self-love, radical self-love. Because these times are asking us to walk the talk and be your own hero, to be your own expert, to be your own authority, to claim your power. And it's time to build a sturdy foundation for what it is that you need, for what it is that you want, so that you can build that sturdy foundation, thriving in the new earth. We know there's no quick fix, and we know that putting a Band-Aid on top of a little scar or a wound with feel-good feelings won't be the sustainable foundation that your body is calling for. Again, it's asking us to bring that radical self-love in, feeling all of your feelings fully, to the fullest, allowing whatever is there to come up to the surface. And remember, feeling it is healing it. And whatever it is that you're feeling and whatever it is that you're going through and experiencing, it's valid. And allow yourself to have the experience. You came here to feel in your physical body, to feel everything fully. And that is part of a radical self-love practice, loving yourself to that. That's what this game is about. That's what this support and this membership is offering you, a portal to help you with your daily focus, with your embodiment, so that you can embody the new human template, grounding in this new energy. My intention is that you feel inspired and embodied on purpose, and that when real life kicks in, because we know that it does, that you come to it and you bring your "I got this" energy, "you got this" energy into each and every now moment, because you're devoted to you, you're devoted to this self-love, you're devoted to your life, you're devoted to being that spiritual warrior, being that god or goddess, and refusing to cave in. And that is part of the self-love. It's part of that. Offering yourself plenty of space, because love is space. And offering yourself unconditional love is what we're practicing here. Not with condition that if you do this, then you'll get this. It's loving yourself through all of it, unconditionally. Bringing that 100% acceptance to where you are right now, right here and now, what's happening in your reality, and loving yourself through it. You're always doing the best you can. You're absolutely always doing the best you can. Acknowledge that about you. Is there room for improvement? Of course there is. And could you tighten up your game a little bit? Of course you can. But acknowledge that you are doing the best, and right away that lifts your vibration into a higher way of being, because you have taken yourself and offered yourself compassion and understanding. Loving yourself takes a great focus every day to doing your practice and saying your "I love yous" to you. Paying attention to how you talk to yourself in a positive way is also an act of self-love. Love, love, love is our game on for this week. Game on. We're loving like fierce warriors, and we're going to get really conscious to focus on you. What is it that you feel that you want? What is it that you feel that you need to do right now? Where is it that you can really practice more love and dedication for you? Coming from your heart is always the first step. So let's open up our heart right now, making every effort to ensure that "I love you" has been embodied for today. And making this your morning practice, your morning meditation, your morning beginning. Open your heart and open your heart wide. "I love you so very much. I love you so very much. I love you so very much." Saying that to yourself as often as you can throughout the day. "I love you. I love you." And if you're experiencing some challenges right now, offer yourself some compassion. Offer yourself compassion. Offer yourself love. "I love and approve of myself." You can repeat these after me if you like. "I love and approve of myself. I honor myself. From today forward, I express my most authentic self. I am living my dream life. I am creating my dream life. I am love. I am choosing joy, and I'm willing to release anything that's no longer serving me. I'm choosing positive self-talk. I'm choosing self-healing and self-love. I'm releasing the old density, the programs, and the negativity from my physical body, and I love myself. Have fun with these and make up more for yourself as you go throughout the day. But again, if you want to accelerate your own spiritual healing and your own self-love practice, speak these high vibrational words out loud, and you will see that old stuff will come to the surface where you may not yet be in alignment. Share with us in the community how your self-love practice is going. Share with us what you're doing so that we can learn from you. We love you. We honor you. Peace, love, liberty, and freedom for all. Namaste.